The last UFC lightweight championship bout was the most highly anticipated fight of all time.
Wherever you are in the world tonight, we will all witness a piece of UFC history. The king is back, looking to regain his throne.
A heated grudge match between title holder Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Oh! Massive right from Nurmagomedov!
And MMA's top attraction, Conor McGregor.
Khabib's all over him here.
There's the tap! Still undisputed!
Which boiled over in the immediate aftermath.
Look at him screaming at the corner. No.
And now
no,
Khabib jumps no. the fence. Mayhem! This is going to stain an incredible performance for Khabib Nurmagomedov and out of character for him, too.
I'm going to go jail. Give me my belt. I'll need this belt.
If I put this belt on you, everybody's going to start throwing into the octagon.
What happens now?
There's going to be an investigation by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Big money fines. Could be suspension for Khabib.
The Nevada State Athletic Commission voted unanimously to suspend Nurmagomedov.
9-month suspension and a $500,000 fine.
We come here for war. I told you guys. All 2 months they talk. Now I'm gonna talk. Hotel.
The belt can't be on the shelf that long.
With Nurmagomedov's return date hanging in the balance, the UFC will crown an interim lightweight champion on April 13th.
We're going to go back and forth, 2-2 takedowns, but start from a tie-up.
These unique circumstances surrounding the lightweight title picture epitomize the journey of Dustin Poirier, who is back training with American Top Team.
Nice.
For his shot at a UFC title.
You know, some guys have had easier routes to title fights. I did it the old-fashioned way.
Tough spot.
I didn't say something cool and people get behind me.
Starting in a hole, gonna dig out of that hole.
I didn't come off a reality show. I didn't do anything like that. I did it punch by punch against the best guys in the world.
Go!
And that's just a testament to who I am as a person.
Poirier is reaping the rewards of a 4-year campaign spent terrorizing UFC lightweights and doing it in style.
Poirier pouring it on!
Every fight is exciting. Every second is exciting.
Great battle.
Oh! That's a nice elbow.
Dustin Poirier! Another finish!
Oh, man, Poirier pouring it on. He's throwing lead.
He's bringing heat, and he's putting guys away. Very good guys.
Poirier finding the range now!
Fought Anthony Pettis, former world champion, beat him.
Finish on top, there you go. Stays on top, gets him out. If it was a tap, Dustin Poirier gets the finish he sought here tonight.
Fought Justin Gaethje.
Oh, nice combination by Poirier.
Former world champion, finished him.
Gaethje nearly out on his feet, Poirier continues to land. Dustin Poirier by knockout.
Eddie Alvarez, multiple time, multiple organization world champion, stopped him. I'm the best in the world at 155 pounds.
I told you so!
The diamond backs down from no man, and that philosophy has defined Poirier since the early days of his UFC career, which began at featherweight.
His original opponent was Eric Koch. Then he was set to fight Ricardo Lamas. Instead, it's 20-year-old Max Holloway.
I was a kid, and at the time, I think he was ranked like number 4 in the world. And I couldn't wait.
All right, gentlemen, bring it on, come on.
I'll tell you what, the first views that we're getting here of Max Holloway, I like his technique. I like the way he holds his hands. His movement is excellent. Looks like a very seasoned striker.
He came out aggressive, you know, he's firing punches.
He's wild though, man, and he's really taking it to Poirier.
When a guy's rushing in like that, you can take him down, why not, right?
Oh, Poirier got him there. Nicely done by Poirier. Into full mount here. The right arm of Max Holloway is in jeopardy. Poirier is scooting his hips up towards it. Yep, he's got it. That's it. He turns it into a triangle. Mounted, triangle, arm bar at the same time. He's going to break his arm. And he hands the young Max Holloway his first loss.
I got knocked down. but it's how you get back up.
But I'll tell you what, Max looks very promising. He's only 20 years old. I'm sure he's going to be back, and I'm sure he's going to learn from this experience.
It's been 7 years since Max Holloway's UFC debut against Dustin Poirier. And Holloway now readies for the rematch on April 13th with the same team that prepared him for the first fight with the Diamond.
All right, guys, let's go get it on. Let's go, partner. Let's go. Warm up some offense, defense.
In that fight alone, he had a really good showing. You know, he went in there with no jiu-jitsu, virtually no wrestling. You knew already that this young guy had a lot of fight in him.
Sometimes you gotta take a couple steps back to take big leaps forward. I took 10 steps forward after that fight.
After a 3-3 start to his UFC career, Holloway never lost again.
Beautiful combinations and body shot by Max Holloway.
And the guillotine again. He tapped.
His skill set rapidly improved.
And he is chasing the finish now.
As he battled his way back to the top of the featherweight ranks.
Max Holloway extends his winning streak.
Every time he steps in, he proves himself right, and he proves everyone else that doubts him wrong.
Very few people predicted this. Max Holloway all over Cub Swanson here.
I kept fighting until they couldn't deny me. You know, a lot of guys keep saying, I deserve this, I deserve that.
He got it! Max Holloway!
That's funny, because I deserved a lot of things, but I didn't cry about it.
Another hard shot to the body. Pettis is in trouble.
I fought for it.
Holloway's pouring it on.
It took 10 straight wins and an interim belt.
What a performance by Max Holloway.
For Holloway to earn his shot. And he shocked the world.
Oh! Max Holloway knocks down Jose Aldo!
By finishing the great Jose Aldo.
That'll do it!
That's it!
Twice.
Max blessed Holloway. The winning streak is a dozen.
But even with a resume fit for a legend, Holloway entered his most recent title defense, an underdog.
Brian T. City Ortega has vaulted a UFC superstardom.
It's very rare that a guy goes through a division like 145 pounds and so talent-stacked and hits 14-0.
Well, a lot of people felt like it was this fight and this opponent that kept Max Holloway around here at 145 pounds. He is a slight betting underdog against Brian T. City Ortega.
The last time this man lost was 5 years ago, and since then, he's gone on a tear.
Feel the tension in this arena.
Oh, stunned clean. Him. Beautiful right hand. Another.
Oh, nice hook there from Holloway.
Oh, he's faking wobbling. Timing in the movement is just sensational. It's beautiful to watch.
Nice clean right hand. Big first title shot. It's a lot to take in.
It's not just that. It's Max. He's the best.
Big right hand for Holloway lands again.
Max pouring it on. Look at that distance control by Holloway.
Oh.
Swing for the fences. He's drawing you in.
Oh, back elbow.
Beautiful spinning elbow.
That got Max's attention. Ortega trying to transition.
Oh, he's got his back.
Oh, Max is up.
Woo. We got a fight, ladies and gentlemen. We got a fight. I'm not sure what Max was telling me. He was pointing to the ground. He said he's going to end it.
Finish it now.
All right, so Holloway calling his shot.
Can you imagine if he finishes it this round after he just said that to you, possibly?
That's what he did with Aldo.
Holloway showboating now.
This is some championship-level stuff,
beautiful,
ladies and gentlemen.
Beautiful body work as oh well my God. From Holloway.
Everything.
Oh! That's a way. Ortega's hurt.
Oh, he's hurt.
Holloway digging to the body. The volume and the pressure that Holloway puts. Oh, Ortega with a right hand.
But Max goes nowhere. Does not stop throwing punches, Joe.
He's getting his head snapped back.
Oh, my God. It's like a 10-punch combo from Max. They might not let him come out for round five.
And a massive fourth round for Max Holloway.
Wow.
That close. He just looked at me and said, that close. That's it.
Max Holloway has retained his UFC featherweight championship.
Hey, what I tell you guys? Not that close, baby.
No argument from me.
The numbers are just absurd. 236 out of 436 significant strikes landed, 54%.
Is there anyone else
I want to be the number one pound for pound. If this guy's at 55, let's do it.
Holloway always seeks the greatest possible challenge. So Dustin Poirier welcomes Holloway to his division for an interim lightweight title bout and a long overdue rematch at UFC 236.
You got two young guys when they first fought. 7 years later, the one who lost is a world champion. Here we are, full circle.
That's what champions do. They get knocked out and they come back. He stopped me. Now it's time to even the scoreboard. Come see me, Dustin.
UFC Featherweight Championship.
UFC Featherweight Champion Max Holloway.
Holloway's still the best in the world.
Last defended his title in front of nearly 20,000 screaming fans, including his biggest supporter and only son, Rush.
And still!
It's been pretty cool that he's been watching my career and been here, and now he's being able to come to the fights. He loves being in front of camera. His energy is great. He lives for this, you know? I just hope and pray that when he grows up, he's a doctor or something.
Smile, smile.
Dad got this fighting thing down. You go do something outside.
Ready? Pick him up. Pick him up. Pick him up. Barry, let's go. Good. Pick him up.
And Holloway is not abroad headlining massive pay-per-view events.
All right, Rush.
Go.
He and Rush can be found back on the Hawaiian island of Oahu, where childhood and champ camp go hand in hand.
We can't do a lot of things in camp. You know, I gotta stay pretty much focused, but.
All right, ready, set, go.
That hour and a half practice that Rush has, I get to be a dad, I get to forget about fighting a little bit, and then I get to focus on him.
Rush, get this flag, clown.
You know, he begs me to come watch practices, because he wants to show off his new dance move. I don't know what he's doing.
I think it was 5 years old, we started figuring out that, like, he's a little goofball. What are you doing?
You know, everybody think this champ stuff and everything is cool, but being a father is the greatest thing in life.
Good job.
Bring this little human being into the world, you know, and you're watching them grow up, and it's just amazing. You know, I wouldn't trade anything in the world to be Russ's dad. The kid is something special.
Step into it. Turn up. All right. Good job.
Ooh. Nice clean right hand.
Another nice right hand. Good angle. I like how he cut that angle to land that punch.
The most recent fight that Rush attended could be one of his dad's last at 145 pounds.
Oh, three punch combo.
He looks so good tonight, but I think there's a lot more opportunity for him at 155. He's in the prime of his life, and I think he's done everything he can do at 45.
The seed was originally planted 1 year ago when Holloway was called upon to face lightweight champion Khabib Nurmagomedov just days before fight night.
If you're going to be the number one pound-for-pound guy in the world, you should be willing to fight everyone and anyone. This is how you become a legend.
And although it was ultimately too short of notice for Holloway to safely compete, his UFC debut at 155 pounds was imminent.
UFC featherweight champion Max Holloway can make more noise on April 13th in Atlanta when he faces Dustin Poirier for the interim lightweight title.
Everybody keeps saying that, oh, the power, the weight might be different. You know, and when it's all said and done, I want somebody to look at my record and be like, oh, man, Max beat this guy? Oh, wait, he beat this guy. And it was like, be one of those guys like George St. Pierre, you know, Anderson Silva. I want to be the best guys like that. You know, they guys send the bars, and the bars meant to be broken. You know, I'm coming.
Perfect, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, man.
Always.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Push it all the way out. Strengthen those arms, boy. Even on that snatch, get it to here. Snap the hip.
This move up in weight is gonna be great. You know, I pack a little bit more power.
Deeper. Now work the range, right? He's a lot more muscular now, a lot stronger. His cardio's in a lot better place also. Max always stays ready. He's always in the gym. He's always working out so that we can go up and down in weight classes. Shoot it up. Come on. Explode.
I can beat anybody in any way. 155, 170, 185, 205, heavyweight. I don't give a damn. I'll fight anybody in any way, and I'll beat them.
Holloway is preparing for his first lightweight bout in the UFC. But Dustin Poirier has been thriving at 155 pounds since he joined the division 4 years ago.
You know, it does take a little bit of time to get the adjustment and get your body to adapt to being at 155. But Max isn't a small kid. He's a long, rangy guy with thick legs. You know, he's probably weighs more than me. I wouldn't be surprised. But a fight's a fight, man. A fight's a fight. And this is a fist fight.
The Diamond reached the lightweight top five as part of American Top Team, where he identified members of the super camp who could help him most.
At a gym this big with so many athletes and so many coaches, you kind of gravitate towards different people. So for me, it's Thiago Alves. Who fought George St. Pierre for the world title.
It's you, boo. What's up, champ? How you doing?
Nia Davis was a professional boxer. Mike Brown's a world champion.
And he gets caught. Mike Brown does. What a powerful shot. Vader's in trouble, and Mike Brown trying to close this thing out. Now he does.
We just formed a dream team, man.
Tell me you warm yourself. You touch gloves for like 1 minute.
A wealth of fighting expertise boasted by the dream team is rounded out by the bodies readily available to them.
What's great about the gym is we have so much depth, so many great world-class fighters.
I mean, all we have to do is just kind of like take a peek around and see who we need to grab.
One staple of the gym is UFC welterweight Jorge Masvidal, who is fresh off a massive knockout victory.
Oh, what a finish for Jorge Masvidal!
And steps in to help his teammate prepare for the April 13th title bout with Max Holloway.
You're in, DP. If George escapes, we switch. Go!
I really enjoy Max because his technique and his conditioning is relentless.
There you go. Nice.
But my boy DP is just a dog, man. That dude is a dog.
Smother and pressure, the buzzwords coming out of the Poirier corner before they came out.
Nice combination.
Nice combination by Poirier.
When I step into the octagon, I leave it all out there. That's just how I am, the warrior I am.
Gaethje nearly out on his feet. Poirier continues to land.
They're both gonna hurt each other. They're both gonna get into a crazy gunslinging war. Somehow, some way, Dustin's gonna get that hand raised.
Oh my gosh, he does it. Poirier working on a choke.
I'm confident I can beat Max anywhere in the fight.
You see him trying to take his time and find his shot a little bit better.
Oh, big right hand!
That's the Poirier finishing the fight.
And I'm gonna be world champion at the end.
The Diamond, Dustin Poirier!
For UFC lightweight Dustin Poirier, splitting time at home in Louisiana with training camp in South Florida is a balance that he and his wife Jolie have perfected since welcoming their daughter Parker into the world.
What's up, Jolie? You ain't got your ball?
Nah, it's Louisiana.
Oh, it's in Louisiana?
What's up, man?
How you feeling?
What's up?
Going back and forth from Lafayette, Louisiana to South Florida. At first was stressful through training camps and with my newborn daughter, but now it's just normal life.
One, two, three,
hard, go.
Push.
My daughter's developing, every week's different. She's saying new things, talking more, understanding more, really getting a personality.
It's coming.
Yay! Good job!
You did it.
Okay, I'll go with that, Dad.
But just being a father has helped me put fighting into perspective, made me realize what's really important in my life.
Get that ball?
Thank you.
Coaches Dia Davis and Mike Brown have become an extension of the Poirier family, and their competitive nature tends to follow them outside of the gym.
You definitely bowl more often than I do. Still gonna kick your ass, though. It's on.
Game is on.
Let's go. Striker.
Back. A swing and a miss.
Oh, that's garbage.
Damn.
That's three in a row.
Too much sauce.
It's all in the approach.
Woo! Got it.
Damn, man.
Hey, what the hell?
I'm going bowling, pro. Wanna go home? Let's go home. Let's go home. All done.
As the Florida sun sets over the Atlantic, fight preparation resumes. At a new boxing gym in a small corner of Boca Raton, where Dia Davis continues a family tradition in the sweet science.
My dad was a 1976 gold medalist. So I said, Dad, I want to box. He said, box what? Oranges and grapes? I said, no, man, I want to box, seriously. He says, all right, I'm going to let you come on down to Florida. You'll train with me. He asked me if I would be interested in coaching while fighting, and I said, yeah, why not? You know, Dustin walked in the gym in 2012, and we've just been rocking since.
30 seconds.
Easy one. Even before Dia opened his gym, I would go train at another boxing gym in Boca Raton with Dia. We do the right things, and we know how to win these fights.
We gotta be in his face. So pressure. He doesn't fight well on the back foot.
So who does that better than me, champ?
Oh, man. So we keep the pressure in his face. Give him no time to relax. Yeah. As he throws across, get on your man. There you go. Dustin's just really gained a real nice niche for my style.
There you go, nice. One, two, first.
Sometimes he's a little raw. He likes to go in there and mix it up.
Double it.
But knockouts is what he's been getting.
Things change from here on out. Yep. You walk away with gold. Your life is a story. We're getting stronger. We're getting stronger, champ. Take this boy to school. DP University. But he won't graduate. He will fail. Miserably. No doubt. And new.
And new.
And new.
And new.
Max Holloway is certainly no stranger to an exchange of punches and kicks. And Hawaii's greatest fighter has the resume to prove it.
I hold the most significant strikes landed. Most significant strikes in a fight landed. Most significant strikes in a round landed. You know, the list goes on. Everybody can say, how you do it? Nah, it's simple. It's not a secret. It's hard work.
Holloway's accumulation of UFC records comes from years spent refining his craft. Striking coach Ivan Flores.
Nice.
And their investment inside the gym pays dividends on fight night.
The pride of Waianae, Hawaii, Max Bless Holloway.
Easy work.
We get Keith's side, and he goes out there to do his job.
Here you go, Max.
It was just one of the least stressful things, honestly.
I'm curious to see whether Pettis can deal with the pace that Max Holloway sets.
You know, Max is a guy that isn't going to be outworked.
Let the battle continue.
You got 2 minutes left, Max. Don't smother it. Let's go.
Front kick to the body. Beautiful job. Another hard shot to the body. Pettis is in trouble. Holloway's pouring it on. He's melting. That's it.
Wow. Just saw the opening and just dug in and put Anthony Pettis away.
When you're in there, you can feel a man's soul leave his body. And that's one of the best feelings in the world.
Work that eye! Work that eye!
He does not stop throwing punches, Joe.
The volume is insane.
Right before I finish, when I feel it, I just keep telling him, just keep going. This guy don't want it no more.
Look at Ortega's face.
Oh, my goodness.
He's quitting? Give him a way out.
It just makes you wilt with the pressure.
You know, Max the Soul Taker.
It is going to take a Herculean effort from one of these other contenders to take out Max Bless Holloway.
Nice and strong, core is tight. There you go. Come on, quick. Good. Let's bring it back.
Max is a great fighter. He's been picking his shots and being very patient, outworking guys and breaking them down.
All right, we're just pulling. Good.
But I'm a veteran fighter who can match the pace and the mental toughness it takes to fight 25 minutes at that level.
3, 2, 1, punch. Come on, drive.
Unbelievable toughness.
Drive. Come on.
Unbelievable grit and feels. He can finally earn that elusive UFC title fight.
Drive, let's go.
The stars align on April 13th in Atlanta, where relentless pressure fighters collide.
Speed.
In the prime of their careers for a world championship rematch.
Oh, Poirier got him there. Nicely done, but he's going to give up that arm. He's got it. That's it. And he hands Max Holloway his first loss, but I'll tell you what, Max looks very promising. I'm sure he's going to come back.
This fight was 7 years in the making.
Turn it up. Come on.
We both had completely different routes to get back to this point, and we're completely different fighters.
Man, Max is relentless.
We're going to see who really put in the work. Let's have the time of our lives.
Holloway's still the best in the world.
Everything, Dustin. Let's go now. Finish.
He has been a finisher every step of the way.
I'm going to beat Max Holloway April 13th. Again.
All day. Easy work.